from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan 1045. Yeah. Gonna be working at barbecue tonight. Gonna be stuffing my face for the next couple of days. Enjoying a little downtime. Before you know it, Jets and Giants camp. Yanks and Mets keep going here. Wow, that Met game was wild. I'll get to that. My goodness. Wild. All right. So, tonight's start by Luis Gil. I mean, this is absolutely massive. So, the Yankees this year have always been positioned two ways. Judge and Soto and Cole and Gil. If you really want to just bottom line, baseline it, like, all right, what can the Yankees do? Well, the Yankees could do anything because of Judge and Soto and Cole and Gil. Now, the Cole and Gil stuff was, number one, Cole was not back yet. But we know what he is and who he is. And Gil was in the middle of a stretch that somebody on the station actually compared to Dwight Gooden. Who was that? And since then, it has not gone particularly well. Luis Gil's June, his ERA was almost 6.5. Almost a 6.5. Now, that's not to say that he's got to go back and resemble a Dwight Gooden or a right-handed version of Koufax or Bob Gibson or a Clemens or a Maddox. I mean, his numbers were staggeringly good, all right? That was never realistic. But it was not unrealistic to think that he could be one of those two hammers in October against whomever to get you number 28. And right now, the Luis Gil that I'm seeing bears no resemblance to that pitcher. Now, the other thing that complicates this is that they've got to juggle the innings. And this is a real thing. It's a big thing. It's not a manufacturer thing. So, like most things with baseball, it's going to resolve itself. Think about the conversations that we had, you know, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. Well, oh my God, what do you get? Where's Dominguez going to play? Well, okay, well then Stanton gets hurt and the door's open for Dominguez and then Dominguez gets hurt. See, you just never know. Best laid plans generally go awry in all sports, right? So to sit here and say, well, you know, by August 1st, he'll be at 112 innings. And then I don't know what their plan is. I have no idea. But I know this. If Luis Gil doesn't get back to at least 85-80% of what he was, Yankees can't win. I mean, they can't win the World Series. I don't know how they do. You know how I feel about their offense. Their offense, it should be the prequel to, you know, to three, what is that, 2.5 men? Two and a half men. They got 2.5 hitters. Volpe's the half, and Soto and Judge are the 2 hitters. Well, who's going to win with that? They got to make another move, and I've told you that. But the move that they need to make would be less important. Like, you don't need to, I know Vlad Guerrero's a little bit banged up right now, courtesy of the Yankees. You don't need to get Vladdy if Cole and Gil are 1 and 1A lights out dominant. Then you just got to do a little tweaking. If you're going to have to try to hit yourself to a World Series, which is not advisable because it very rarely works, well, then you're going to need somebody like a Vlad or a bigger stick to make this thing more circular because the lineup stinks once you get past number three. All right. Although Rice actually is showing some signs of a nice approach and as advertised in the minors, contact rate, et cetera. But they're short with the offense. Luis Gil, I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't. Like, I'm not worried like I am with Rodon. Like, at this point, you know, and Sal was saying this, and I was fighting it, and I was looking right, but ultimately, it flipped. Like, I really thought Rodon coming into the year would be good. He was. I thought he'd be in better shape. He was. His back was healthy. His stuff was there. He added a new pitch. Boom. All right. I was kind of gloating a little bit. And then he imploded, and he looks like batting practice. And more importantly, the level of fragility that he is now showing, like, outwardly, is alarming. Like, he might be completely mentally done. So you put Rodon to the side. All right, Clark Schmidt, he's not back for at least 5 weeks. And even I like Clark Schmidt, he's not that one or two type. So boom, put him aside. I think we all like Nestor Cortez. I don't really trust him against really good teams. I don't. Some of you do. I don't. And I've always said that. I put him to the side. So who exactly is going to take the baseball against a team like the Orioles and try to shut him down? Well, I know Cole's going to answer the bell. I know Luis Gil answered the bell in late April, I guess that was, down there, four-game series in Baltimore, when he won 2-0, only game the Yankees won. But these last five starts, he looks totally different. And is this the league catching up to him? You know, I'm not a scout. I'm not a coach. Personally, though, I don't even think that that's it. Because when I watch him pitch, he's just not commanding his stuff. And I don't know why. Like, generally, when you come out and you look dominant, and then the hitters make the adjustments, they either kind of guess what's coming or pick up on a pattern, and they hit you. And now the onus is on you to then change what you do to now get them back off balance. I don't think that that's happening. I just see a pitcher who can't put guys away all of a sudden, whose slider is missing by a foot, whose fastball is missing by 10 inches up. So I think the stuff is still dominant. I'm not worried about that. But he's got to recalibrate, whether it's mechanical. I don't know why he's lost command. He's got to find it. And if Luis Gil, you know, puts up, you know, 4 1/3 with 90 pitches and he labors and, you know, walks four guys, gives up a home run, gives up 5-6 runs. Where exactly are we with Luis Gil at that point? Like, at that point, it's almost all, like, he was so amazing, and now he's been so alarmingly off for a little bit. Even going back to the Dodgers game Sunday night where he couldn't put guys away. They didn't pitch poorly, but I'm like, oof. Just a little tougher. And their first four hitters are amazing, so I get that. But it has not gotten better. It's gotten worse. And if Luis Gil doesn't pitch well tonight,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
the remaining confidence, and I'm not bailing on the young man. I do believe in him. But I don't know how whatever confidence remains in him doesn't almost fully dissipate. Because this is not like Gerrit Cole, who's given us a lot of stuff to react to. Luis Gil's barely pitched here. You know? Most important start by a Yankee starter this season is tonight. I don't even care if they lose. He's just got to pitch well. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal here on The Fan. Mine is Sal. Kevin is in Morristown. Back to these Jet calls as well. Kev, what's going on?
Hey, how are you, BT? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Back to talking about Sala. I understand the worries, but I think it's a bit of an overreaction.
To what specifically? Just so I'm clear, Kev.
To the disciplinary, in a sense.
Okay,
It's his job to keep everyone in check, but I believe there's enough veteran leadership in Rodgers on the offense, Mosley on the defense, that they could take control and keep players in check as well. Almost as in, you get Hackett as the offensive coordinator. He's not really running the offense. He's there as a buddy. I think Sala is more, he's there to make the locker room speeches and hand out game balls. That if he can't take care of disciplinary, I'm not too worried about it because there's enough depth that will...
Now, Kev, I got to be honest with you, Kev. I really think that you're minimizing the importance of coaching, Kev. Come on. And C.J. Mosley's an amazing veteran. They've got a few of those guys here. But, I mean, teams aren't on autopilot. I mean, even the Niners with Walsh needed direction. And even Seifert after that with Young. Even Belichick's teams, actually their talent wasn't so amazing. That was mostly Belichick anyway and Brady. Some of the best teams in football, you don't think the 85 Bears with that defense, you don't think that they still needed some coaching from Ditka or Parcells with the Giants? Come on. No, and especially in football. Now, you want to tell me baseball, all right, especially back in the day, scribble out a lineup, go get them, whatever. Football, if your coach doesn't own the room, that is not good. That's a recipe to implode. John's in Hoboken. What's happening, John?
What's going on, BT?
Hey.
Do you remember 2 years ago, after the second Jets-Patriots game, you posted on Twitter a video of you pulling your sweatshirt down, and you know what you said?
What?
You said, the kid stinks. And that's been the problem the last 2 years. Listen, is Sala the best coach in the world? I don't think so. But he has, he has some positive traits. But the last 2 years, he was hamstrung with a kid who couldn't throw the ball. He couldn't throw a screen pass, not because of his skill, but because of what was between, in his brain. He just never had it. And he was forced, to run it back next year with him last year when he should have been long gone, or the third option. Last 2 years, they're making the playoffs with a guy like Tyrod. And you know what? Say what you want about Sala. The guy's gotten the worst luck in the world. I mean, last year, Rodgers went down. The starting left tackle went down, Dwayne Brown. AVT went down. And I know, what can you possibly do if you don't have a quarterback and you don't have anybody protecting him?
Hold on a second, John. All you got to do is look at the Giants, John. I mean, what happens when you lose your quarterback? I don't know. You go to a kid who sounds like he should be making heroes instead of throwing passes in DeVito, and you win. That's what you do. That's what real coaches do. I'm not saying that Sala has been handed, and pocket aces when it comes to quarterbacks. I get that. Understood. But the defense and the way that his general manager's drafted for him in most spots, I mean, geez. Most head coaches would sign up for that. What is he supposed to do? I don't know. How about have a little influence? How about you walk into the room, the offensive room, instead of ignoring it, and you have a conversation? I don't know. How about you inspire your young quarterbacks instead of just completely taking their knees out from them from a confidence perspective? I don't know. That might help. That's a good starting point. Yeah, that goes out the window. I'm sorry. I cannot exonerate Robert Sala for the mess that Zach Wilson was, which, by the way, I think that Sala partly contributed to, although Zach's got to shoulder the burden clearly more so because he's the one making the mistakes. But Salah did not help him. He hurt him, as I've outlined many times. But how are we going to give him a pass when in the same stadium, a guy who's coached, what, a year or two less as a head coach, went to the third-string quarterback and found a way to win games? So that doesn't fly. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.